Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. And we have a guest for today, and his name is Sean Michael. He's been with me a couple of times before, and we appreciate him joining us today. And we'll get him on with me here shortly. And I appreciate you, like I said, listening today. The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the Freedom card, and that's what Spirit is bringing into our lives, wanting us to let go of all our baggage and just flowing with Spirit and moving in with Spirit. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll get Sean on here with me, and we'll go from there. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, just help me right now move totally, completely out of the way and become the vessel that you always do, use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Sean, and I appreciate him coming on with us today and just, you know, just touch his life and help him in every way that you are possibly working in his life at this moment in time. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for the listeners right now. I ask that you would help them and meet their needs physically, spiritually, and mentally, and just touch them and move in their lives. Father, Mother, God, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Sean. Let's get Sean on here with me. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to talk to you again, your listening audience.
Well, thank you for joining us. And anything new going on with you that you want to talk about, or just anything exciting happening in your life at the moment?
Well, I've been very busy with my clients. I'm currently in Chicago for the next 2 weeks, so I do travel and
right.
with clients directly, and I've been busy in the month before that. I was in Arizona and California, so a lot of travel for me this year, and still doing
right.
my volunteering work with various missing people cases that we're working on. We've got a team of volunteer psychics that we get occasional cases come across, and we do that for the families of the goodwill of,
right.
with our natural gifts, so that keeps us busy.
Right. Now, how did you get involved in the investigation work? I mean, how did that all start for you?
It started about 10 years ago for me, Michael. I had a very good friend of mine that another clairvoyant that I partnered with in the process. And what I found was a number of families coming to me for formal readings and scheduling under the premise after the fact that they had missing loved ones. And you know, I'm in a situation where I look at our gifts that we have as a gift from God, and I certainly mm-hmm. would never take money for that. So I found that a lot of other clairvoyants that are working across the country had similar situations. So we worked together as a team collectively to volunteer to help these families.
Right.
In many cases, it's a case that has been either dead, you know, cold for a while, where it's been dead as far as detective work that's been done. And then it's brought to our attention as intuitives, so the families can have some sort of idea or some sort of closure. And so in that case, you know, when we do these cases, you know, it's strictly volunteer, which I would never take money for that.
Right.
But it's out of the best and highest attention. And when you have a team of people working together, it allows us to get a higher probability of statistical hits. For example, you know, we see this person was last seen in the mountains. We see, you know, in a few of the clairvoyants, we'll see clues like the stream where they were located at. And we'll collect that information, put it together from the team, and provide that for the family.
Okay. And then how is the success rate on that? How does that work?
The most difficult thing is just managing time. When I'm dealing with a lot of different people who are volunteering, I have to set expectations for the clients. So, if somebody comes to me or one of my key partners and we say about 30 days out to get information for them,
right,
for the family, but a lot of those family members have been waiting for multiple months to get to this point. So any
right.
kind of information is a success in their view.
Right.
But we've had a couple cases that have been very helpful. There was a case in Texas where three of the clairvoyants got the specific name of the culprit that was involved, and that allowed that
right.
to be matched with the private investigator who had that name on their list of somebody to investigate. And that was
right.
a bar fight where the family member was unfortunately lost their life. Over nothing, you know, literally out in a parking lot
right.
of a bar in Texas and
right.
Over a fist fight. And, you know, while there were, quote, some witnesses, there wasn't really pinpointed who was who. And but this allowed for the private investigator to be able to move forward with that case. That was very
cool.
successful. That's quite recent, actually. That just happened in the last 7 months or so. So that was really exciting to see
yeah.
that.
Right. That's pretty cool. And, you know, and it's just nice to, you know, give the family, you know, some information and some hope, you know, that, you know, things are going to open up. Because I cannot imagine, you know, having a loved one that's missing and not, you know, the case goes cold and you don't know, you know, any answers. And that would be really hard. So
it's very difficult.
No.
I mean, in some cases that you and I do, we're almost like a form of grief counseling. An official grief
right.
counseling when you're doing psychic mediumship work. And, you know, even if it's bits and pieces of information that we can sense, what might seem little to us can be a really big deal for the family member that's, you know, trying to gather any information possible. So from that perspective, I find it to be very spiritually rewarding.
All right. Now, for people that don't know you, that haven't listened to you before, I get a lot of new listeners. Could you just give us a little bit of rundown of who you are and how you pick up information and things like that?
Sure. My name is Sean Michael. I'm based out of Seattle. My website, which I'm currently redoing, but it will be up here in the next couple of days, is callseanmichael.com. But I've been a practicing clairvoyant now for well over 25 years and professionally.
Right.
And I've done readings for clients worldwide. Just like yourself, Michael, I have done some psychic talk radio in the past. I'm very passionate about what we do. My passion is really the volunteer work. I've done everything from doing formal readings for clients and also having the sittings, whether being in person or doing readings over the phone. But I've also done property clearings and what you see on television, being involved in those kind of investigations too. That's not my passion, but I certainly have been involved in that. My passion really is
right.
doing the volunteer work and trying to help families out. So, but I
right.
work with clients all over the planet, and certainly I don't need cards to do my readings. I predominantly rely on my mediumship abilities. At a very young age,
right.
I had a near-death experience. Which I do feel that maybe partially contributed to my gift, but I come from a family of multiple clairvoyants, and it's very open in my family. And it's definitely who I am, and it's part of me to be able to help people.
Right. Okay. All right, and let's go. Do you want to take some callers? We have some people that I think are waiting to talk to you, so would you
be
up to that?
We can do that.
All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to 203. Could you please say your name for Sean, please?
Hi, this is Shante.
Hi, Shante. What question do you have for me?
I also know what you see in my love and finances.
I'm sensing that there's going to be a significant change here around the second week of March for you. But I'm feeling it's going to take some work. You have to take the initiative to get to this point. I'm seeing you either, like, sending off a letter or signing a letter and literally, like, putting it in a mailbox. So there's some part of this that where you either have to fill out an application or you have to complete a process to get to this point. But I'm seeing March is definitely a month that's very good for you. Now, I also do see you in a warm climate or in the warmer months of the year. That would be June, July, August, more money coming in as a result of these changes. And this is something that's going in a positive note for you towards the end of the year, but they're saying there's something about you literally filling out this form and setting it off. There's a deadline that needs to be met for that. But now, that month of March is a very, very good month for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And
we appreciate you calling. Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying about the love life.
Your love life. Unfortunately, you've got two choices to be made for that. You're tied to somebody who's still pulling your heartstrings right now, but they're saying that there's somebody better for you. And this is either you're either involved with somebody or you're still in love with somebody from the past, but they're saying that this is something that you need to put closure to because it's not a really healthy situation. It's not the ideal mate for you, okay, or ideal situation. Your love life is very complicated. I don't see it being ideal for you for a minimum of 18 months to 24 months. So you're looking at 2 years out before everything's going to gel for you.
Okay.
I would focus right now on your career, on your finances, look at your personal financial situation because you're going to have a situation where you can turn that around, develop your personal self-worth and value first before you give that power away to somebody else. Because right now I'm seeing caution flags up, and that is involved with either a current relationship or someone you're recently involved with, but you're still emotionally tied to. Whether it could be something as simple as, I miss that person, or I'm thinking of them, and shoot them a text message. They're just saying be cautious, all right, because you're selling yourself short, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate you calling in, and you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, I have a question for you, Sean. When you first started, how do you pick up, like with me, you know, I'll sense an energy first. How do you pick up, you know, how are your senses working?
A couple things. I see colors. I see colors around people, their aura. I also do see visuals.
Okay.
I'm very visual. And then I also do hear in my mind's eye, which is claircognition. In some cases, it's
right.
Clairaudient, where you actually can hear the voice of a spirit. It's a combination of all, Michael. I can't say it's one or the other, but I'm predominantly clairvoyant.
Right.
Mostly the images at the forefront for me, that's my strength.
Right. And then I had another question that popped into my head was, you know, when you first started, you know, you've been doing this for 20 some years. You know, was it accepted, you know, by, you know, your friends and your family, or you know, how did that work for you?
You know, I've always been gifted, so as far as within the family, everyone just knew that was part of who I am and who I will be.
Right.
As far as my friends, you know, the friends that I have always evolved.
So I found that in the last 5 to 10 years, the friends that I'm resonating with most are those that are more spiritually inclined. So you're going to find that in different phases of your life, you attract different types of friendships. So most of the friends that I'm with are people that are spiritually like-minded. So that's true. That has changed over time. Absolutely.
Okay. And I think that's the same way with me, you know. I mean, more of the people around me now are more spiritual inclined, you know, and some of the other people have gone on, you know, away from me. And, you know, I think that, you know, we go through those stages of where, you know, some people come and some people go in our lives. And, you know, as we grow and as we evolve, I think there's changes that take place. Would you agree with that in our own personal lives?
I absolutely do. You know, I look at it from this perspective, Michael, that, you know, regardless if somebody's in your life for 5 minutes or 50 years, think about the moment you have to influence their life and their influence on your life. So I value the friendships I've had and the friendships I continue to have and the new friendships that will develop. So certainly just, you know, within ourselves, we're true to ourselves. And I am also a believer that you surround yourself with people that are successful and that are positive-minded is also contagious upon yourself and others. So I tend to surround myself with people that are energetically matching my own energy. It's not that I don't help people or want to be around people that are negatively inclined. It's just that those are the people that I tend to, hey, if we're going to go watch a football game, those are the people I'm going to the game with, most likely. So that's how it breaks down for me.
All right. Yep. Let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 111. Could you please say your name for Sean, please?
Hi, my name's Helen. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Helen.
Go ahead.
Talk to you. What's your question?
My question is I'm currently looking for a new job and wondering if you see a new opportunity on the horizon.
I do. I feel that you've had some struggles, though, or they're sensing that there's been some struggles that have come through recently. They say that this will change for you. 2014 is a better year for you with finances. There seems to be some sort of a delay, though, in the process. I'm getting either competition or competition in your local area or the positions that you're looking for to move into or the environment you're willing to move into is highly competitive. I do feel that, and when I say they, your guides around you, I do feel that you do have a break, but the break doesn't really truly come until May, June, okay? What they're telling me also when I see this is that it's almost like you've got to apply to two opportunities and then you don't get it until the third. Or you're going to go through two phases until you get the third, which is the winning phase. It also could mean that there's two interviews to get to the process where you get the award in the third meeting, okay? I'm seeing you being successful, but they're also reminding you is that this is a competitive phase that you're moving into, to not give up, okay? So this is about tenacity and being very, very much focused on what you want. They're also showing me that you need to either have these goals specifically written down or have the objectives certainly written down. So if you visualize or you see yourself in this position, put it down on paper and visualize it because there is a visualization for you to get to that point because I'm sensing that in the month of February, you feel that you've got a step back or you're feeling that there's some stagnation to get to this award or to get to this goal. But mind you, you will get there. But it's going to take some tenacity on your part. May, June, success your way. May, June. Okay?
Okay. So financially this pays off? Or?
Yes, but remember, you're going to need to be really assertive in the process. You need to be really on top of it. You need to set your goals and objectives.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Now, you said you're working on your website at the moment, Sean?
I am. We're redoing it here. And I've seen that 2013-14, it's time for change, new direction, new environment.
Right.
So I'm just continuing with that theme, and we're putting together a new website.
As far as radio work, you know, being fortunate enough to be a guest on your show and, you know, with travel involved, I mean, I'm doing a lot more traveling. So I'll be in California and Arizona this next month, and then following that I'll be in Florida in the month of February, too. So there's opportunities for me to meet with clients when I'm traveling to those areas, too. So.
Now, when your website's up, how would people get hold of you? I mean, if they want to, you know,
Right now, you can email me directly at intuitiveservices@ymail.com, and our the website is www.callsean michael.com. So you can either email me direct or visit the website for the link, which will be up and running by the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. That'd be cool. Yeah, because I just felt, I was sitting here and I was feeling like somebody was like, how would I get hold of that guy? So I was like, okay, better get him that information. So
yeah, you know, if you Google me, it'll pull it up one way or the other, so...
Right, yeah, so... All right, let's go ahead and get some other people on here with you. 520, you're on with Sean. Could you please say your name for us, please?
Hi. Hi, I'm Lisa. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Hi. What can I do for you today? What's your question?
Well, there was somebody that is head of an organization who's going to work with me, and he told me he was, and he told me in front of other people he would. But I'm wondering if he's gotten cold feet because I don't see him moving forward. I set up a time to go and talk to him at his office with someone else. And I don't know, what do you pick up with him? His name is Greg. He's the head of an organization. And I don't know if he's changed his mind, if he's, you know, he's just not as, when I had first gone to talk to him, you know, I felt the real keen support there, the emotional support. Now I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm getting that there is something personally going on with this individual that is that's contributing to their projection of their emotions right now. So there's something in the home life, something in the personal life that's influencing, causing more anxiety for them. I'm getting a female that's influencing judgment calls and also influencing professional interaction. Okay, now as far as the outcome of this, I'm getting that there will be moving forward, and it will come within 3 days to 3 weeks. You'll have a sign symbol or you'll have a direct interaction with this individual that will make you and reassure you that the process is moving forward. I'm seeing like a person moving from one office to another or, you know, moving from one location to another. When I see that clairvoyantly, it's showing that there's going to be a shift in location, whatever that means. Now, moving forward, I see that the decision will be a positive direction, and there'll be some sort of return or some sort of environmental opportunity within the organization to move in a better direction, but that won't really come to be evident until 6 months out. So either the systemic situation within the organization doesn't truly change, or the company culture or the organizational culture, it doesn't seem to really resonate or change everything for about 6 months. So it's either a slow start or the start is not an immediate impact. It's more of a slow systemic change, okay? But I do see that 3 days, 3 weeks, you're going to have this moving forward. Now, mind you, I don't see all the details about the personal situation with this person. I'm just seeing that they do have some minor drama that they're working through.
Okay. And when I had met with him, with this other person, when we had met with him, he had promised that to meet with some people in his organization and get financial support to our efforts. And I'm not sure if there's going to be follow-through on that.
It's going to be very slow. I'm not seeing that this is going to be something that's going to be
okay, you're now, hey, here's your new business cards, and okay, great, here's my Rolodex for you and your business now. It's not going to be an even exchange up front. So if he has these contacts, it's not going to be a major change until like June, July. So you're not going to see major impact until about 4 to 6 months out. And that's something that I want to be clear about. Like, that's really clear in your aura as I see it and in this situation. So if you're looking for a turnkey quick scenario, that's not happening, unfortunately. And if that's what you need to prepare yourself with your department and with your goals that you're setting to say, hey, if we're looking at 30 days, this might be 90 days. If we're looking at 90 days, this might be 180 days. So there's got to be some flexibility and timing on that. Or you need to approach it where you got to be very assertive and say, we need this now. Let's set this up. Let's talk about this. And that will also change the time frames, is your assertiveness and getting in there and having an objective analysis to say, how can we bring over this additional business? How can we influence these contacts that you have relationships with? And that will change the time frames, because right now, as it stands, it systemically doesn't really change until June, July.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your call.
We appreciate you calling in. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right.
I really enjoyed doing business reading, Michael. Michael, it's, you know, those are some of the clients I get. I always have a few clients that call me every week, whether it be real estate agents and business owners. So it can be a lot of fun. It can be uplifting. But certainly, you know, with any reading, we say as a disclaimer, it's purely for, quote, entertainment purposes. But in some situations, people just need somebody to talk to, you know, regardless of the scenario, whether it's in your business, professional setting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, for a lot of our clients, the professional work setting can be 80% of their time. You know, they're on the job, you know, 8 to 5 every day. So it can lead to a lot of complexities in their lives.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing that I've noticed over a period of time, you know, is, you know, people, the questions that people are asking are more, you know, about finances, about business, you know, are things going to work out for me business-wise and stuff like that. I mean, I've noticed a shift in that in, you know, my own personal readings that I do for people. You know, there's just a shift in the questions that people are asking. Have you noticed that yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, things certainly energetically have changed. You're going to find that regardless of how financially successful somebody is or how you would measure that, I mean, that's clearly subjective, because I had the most wealthiest clients have the worst luck, and then I've had the least wealthiest clients have the best luck. So how you define what luck is really is can be subjective, but you know, different scenarios paint out in different avenues. And, you know, what might be a minor situation for somebody, from our perspective, could be a big deal for that individual, especially when it comes to the dynamics of a professional setting. You know, our careers and people's jobs, you know, it's their livelihood. It's a major aspect of their life. And if we can provide any kind of insight or any different additional information, you know, hey, we're happy to help.
Right. Yep. Well, I think we still have several people that are wanting to talk to you. Hopefully we'll get to some of them. Let's go ahead and get 916 here on with you. You're on there with you with Sean. Could you please say your name, please?
Hi, this is Diana. Hi, Michael. Hi, Sean. I don't believe I've talked to Sean before, but maybe I'll pick on his specialty because I was prompted to call. So I'm in Florida. But I just got back. I've been in California for a long time. I was back here in 2009, and a friend of mine went missing, and, of course, he's already told psychics he was murdered and stuff. So my question is, since I'm in here at Florida, his name is Jeff, does he have anything he needs me to do with his daughter or his nephew, or is there any way that we'll be able to find any evidence left of him?
Okay, a couple things here is that
I don't do, I won't get all the specifics on the air, and we can do that offline, and I'd be happy to work with you on that. But what I will give you is what information I get as far as Donner. I do feel that there was some sort of a letter that went missing or message that went missing for his daughter, and I'm feeling that that was something that either in the month of May or an issue in the month of May that didn't get presented properly for his daughter, and it has to do with some sort of either property involvement or allocation of property or assets that would have been distributed to her. I'm getting that's a very complex, and I'm hearing in my mind's eye, this is something that was very complex that was not either presented properly or the information was missing, and it has to do in that month, that period of that month, and the deadline was not met, or an arbitrator did not get that information properly submitted. The message I get, though, is unfortunately that there was not one but two individuals involved in this, in the situation with his passing. Yeah. I'm also getting, sorry?
I knew about the two, yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm really sorry for this, but I'm getting that it was a really dark scenario, dark situation that resulted in this passing. And what I'm getting is that he's showing me that he's in, like, in a white clarity, like, having clarity in things to seem to just, you know, as he describes to me, is like passing on, is like things aren't complex anymore. I just see things clear, and I understand that it's not, everything's not a chess game. That's what I'm hearing that in my mind's eye. The message for that is that he's seeing clarity, looking back and being able to look at the full situation. But he's very sorry that there's some sort of document or message that was not presented to an arbitrator, either an attorney or some sort of legal proceeding that had to do with some sort of property. And that's something that that he wished could have been brought out in retrospect. So I would encourage you to...
Was that recently or back when he first went missing?
I'm getting this is well over a year ago. This is well over a year ago. So that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm hearing in mind's eye. Yeah. So I would encourage you to shoot me an email directly if you need more questions specifically regarding his passing. We can probably take a look at that.
I think mostly is that his family doesn't believe in anything psychic, and so it was just such a big struggle for them to realize that he really was on the other side. Although, you know, when he first died, he came to me in a dream, and he's talked to other psychics and even to spirit boxes. So just to let something good for the family is what I would like. And, you know, if I do get to meet up with his daughter and I tell her, then maybe she'll know Dad's really on the other side and looking out for me. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I get that there was an animal that was recently adopted in the family, and that he congratulates the daughter involved or whatever as far as getting the animal. It's literally just in the recent time here and just acknowledges that. And that's something that he sees and feels the joy about that. I also get that there's a trip coming up here that they're planning to the coast or somewhere in the coast that has some sort of symbolism for the family coming up in the next 2 weeks to 2 months. He said he's going to be there in spirit. So when you find that out, you can just throw those messages that way. But he's always around them. Spiritually, and he feels and senses everything around them. But he certainly, I do feel that, you know, as far as their spiritualism, you know, everyone has got their own perspective and their own path, and, you know, it's really a boundaries issue for you to, for us all to present that information if it hasn't been invited. I know there's been television shows with different clairvoyants that just walk into a Subway or a McDonald's and they say, oh, by the way, I feel, you know, such and such energy around you. But really, I have a different perspective on that. I'm of the opinion that the information, if the client is inviting it, then certainly share it with them. So it's kind of a key boundaries issue for me. But if you have that relationship with the family and feel comfortable, then, you know, please feel free to do so. Because I do sense that is going to resonate with them if you do talk about those minor things. So,
All right.
Yeah, the minor things. I wouldn't talk about, you know, what happened back then to him because that was too hard on them. But, yeah, letting me know about the papers and the dog and, you know, something that would help their heart. So thank you very much. So I'm glad I called in. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Diane.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of times, Sean, I mean, people are asking questions, and sometimes, you know, on air, I go, okay, you know, I'd rather talk to you privately because there are just some things that you don't want publicly over the air. I mean, you know, especially,
correct.
You know, cases like
just,
that.
You know,
yeah.
That's just it. Some things are best to be presented in private, not on, you know, international broadcasts. So that's just my policy.
Yeah.
I've always... And it's to respect the family, too. So it's for the benefit
right.
of everyone
yeah.
involved.
Yeah, because I did like a crossing over thing publicly one time, and a person was there, and, you know, there was a missing, you know, person. And I said, you know, I'm picking up information, but I'd rather not give that openly in this kind of a setting because you don't know who's in there. You know, I just said, hey, you know, I'll talk to you afterwards. And they talked to me a little bit afterwards, and I gave them some information that was coming through. But, you know, there's just some things that you don't want aired out in public. So, because you just never
yeah.
know who's listening or, yeah.
And we're willing to help. It's just, you know, you got to go through the right format and appropriate time and channel for that. And that channel
right.
would be direct.
Right, yeah.
The direct interaction with you or I or some of the other clairvoyants off the line, so.
Right, yeah. Let's go ahead and get a couple more people on here with you. I think we can squeeze some people in. 978, you're on air with Sean. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Sean. Hi, Michael. I have a question. Well, I actually have two, and they're quick. First of all, I'm looking to do some work out of my home. Do you, and it's out of the home to supplement my income, do you see anything happening in the next few weeks with that?
Hi, Kathleen. Nice to meet you. I do. And I'm sensing it's going to start very slow for you. We're talking like maybe 5 to 15 hours at most a week. And it's a process where you're going to be able to network. And I see you making phone calls. But I'm getting that you're working with either one project or one client at a time. Okay, so it's not like you're going on a lot of, it's not like you're going in 20 different directions. It's like you're in a focused project one at a time or one client at a time, and this is a process that will take off for you. But they're
really?
Saying you need to balance at first, to balance expectations. So I'm getting that. Yeah, February, like around the 14th to 21st, you're going to start feeling like you want to either turn up the volume or turn up the intensity of this. Because
but would I have the
not
position?
Not one, but two success rates to get to that period.
Okay, but the thing is, would I start working before February 14th to 21st before it picked up?
I'm not getting a ceasing of work. I'm getting that this project or the secondary project is taking anywhere from 5 to 15 hours a week. So it's not a full-time
mm-hmm.
position, as your question that you
asked. Yeah. Okay, I have one more question regarding relationship. I haven't spoken to this person since New Year's Eve afternoon, and I'd like to know when I'm going to hear from him and if this could turn into a permanent relationship. And what the hell's going on with him?
I'm getting that you have to – I'm getting – unfortunately, I'm getting that you can't trust them. Okay, that's what they're telling me is there's some sort of trust issue. There's something that's going to be – the cream is rising to the top in this scenario, okay? There's something that you're not – that you have not been made aware of to the dynamics of this individual's life that is coming forward, and it's going to be rise to the top. I'm feeling it very soon, okay? We're talking 7 hours to 7 days. You're going to know the full truth of what's going on with this person, what's their perspective, what's so dynamic in their life that they haven't been honest or forthright with you. But I'm feeling it's going to dash either trust or hope in longevity or of this relationship. meaning you're not going to say, this is not it's not the white horse with the silver armor. It's a little bit tarnished, okay? It needs to be polished up. This person needs to be polished up before that armor looks really shiny on the white horse.
Right? Do you think it's another woman or an addiction?
I'm getting that there is definitely, okay, all right, this is what they're telling me.
Okay.
There is another woman or has someone from his past, okay, that is either an ex or someone that's financially been involved with him in the past, but it's something that has complicated his ability to just carry on a normal relationship, not just with you, but with anybody.
Okay, because he was married twice.
Yeah,
one got in trouble with the bank she worked at. She was getting money from the bank. I can't think of the word I want. And the second one passed away in September.
Mm-hmm.
And the first wife's name was Kathleen. The one who died was Ann. My name's Kathleen Ann. And so do you think it's that he's still hung up on the ex-wife? I mean, the one who passed.
I am getting that there is some complication either to an estate or some finances.
In the estate.
Issues going with that, but it definitely has to do with an old relationship, a woman that he was involved with.
So I'll hear it from him in 7 hours or 7 days.
Yeah, you're going to know the full details. It's going to make sense within 7 hours to 7 days. All right, so I think there's an opportunity for you to reach out, and you can certainly meet. I do feel that you two will meet for either lunch or you're going to talk during midday. Will there be a meeting during the midday where you talk? I don't feel that it's going to be heated. Like, there's nobody raising voices. I don't feel that you're getting tearful or anything like that. What I am getting is that you're just kind of like, his suit of armor is no longer polished. It's real tarnished looking. So it's almost like you're like, feeling like I hate to use the expression, but damaged goods. He seems to be damaged goods.
Mm.
Okay? So that means emotionally there's something off about him that's just not quite 100%. Either he's not emotionally available, he needs to work through that. But I'm sensing for you, it's almost like you're like feeling like, gosh, I don't know if this is what I want long term. Do I deserve better? I feel a lot of questions coming through your mind. After you hear the details of this, it's not that he's a bad person. It's just that it seems like it's taking on a lot. Okay, if you tell me the same thing, damaged goods, Sean, damaged goods. I'm getting the can dented in your department store, and you want to get that nice can of soup, and you pull it out, and it's dented, and you're like,
yeah, you put it back in the shelf.
Yeah, and that's the feeling. That's the clairvoyance I'm getting with him. It's not that you could eat soup. It's just part of you is like, I don't know if I should eat this because, you know, your mind starts questioning things.
Is there still a chance of a committed relationship between us if I decide to go with him?
There is, but it's going to – he's almost like he's stunted emotionally and or financially, and it's holding him back until about – I'm getting a break in his emotional presence around – August of this year. So, I mean, that's a lot of patience. August is, 8 months away.
Amen.
But I'm feeling by then you're kind of like, the spark seems like it's not that fiery for you.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's there, but it's you're not getting that, can't wait till he calls. I'm so excited to see this person.
Yeah,
I'm not
it's like
the
hell
that.
With you.
it's like, you know, it's kind of a platonic friendship at that point.
Yeah.
Platonic. You don't get that spark. And you deserve that spark. Everyone deserves that spark.
But you think I would be working out of the house shortly?
I've seen that for sure, absolutely.
Can you give me
the
date?
Remember, it starts slow. I'm getting that it's very soon, 2 weeks to 4 weeks start.
Yeah, I'm looking into it, yeah.
I'm getting like between, and you, of course you can re-listen to this broadcast.
Yeah.
The podcast, but I'm getting the second to the third week of February, you're going to start saying, okay, now I can crank this up, turn up the volume, I can take on more, I can take on more of a workload. And then I'm feeling at that point you're going to make a decision within 3 weeks to 30 days whether or not you want to hang your hat on one pedestal or have it on two different ones.
Because I'm on SSI, and I cannot go out into the workforce. So I'm trying to supplement. I'm on SSI, Supplemental Security Income, from the government. So I can't actually go out and work. So I'm trying to do something at home, even though I would have to pay taxes. You know, I'd be my own contractor, if that's the word I want. But I just want to make sure, I mean, will I get in trouble for this, or?
You know, we can't give legal advice on the radio show, okay?
I know. Okay.
You want to consult with an employment law attorney regarding those type of questions. But when I see and feel, I'm feeling that you, whatever you're starting, whatever this venture is, it's very small at first.
Okay, how much do you think a week I'd get? What's small?
I'm getting in the hundreds of dollars, tens to hundreds of dollars. So it's nothing that's like thousands of dollars, okay?
So maybe 300?
That would be realistic. It's on the high end, though. I'm getting
anywhere from like $50 to $250.
Okay.
Okay.
But that helps. Thank you so much. It was an excellent reading.
Oh,
I thank both
you
of you.
Much.
Okay, yeah, take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, we're almost out of time. Time just flies when you're having fun. So
that sure is. If you got another one, we can do it real quick. It's no problem. I got the time.
But Sean, I appreciate you coming on, and you be safe traveling around, and we'll have you back on sometime soon. But anything you want to say before we let you go?
Anybody wants to reach me, of course they can. My direct email is intuitiveservices@ymail.com, and I'm always available for direct personal readings. They're more extensive. Or my website, which is being revised right now, but it's www.callshawnmichael.com. Or you can Google my name, Shawn Michaels, Seattle Psychic, and pull it up. So traveling across the country, you're always welcome to shoot me an email if you want a direct reading, but I do readings over the phone all the time. So.
All right. Yeah, and I found myself that there is no difference between like a face-to-face reading and a phone reading. The information that comes forth is the same. And have you found that yourself, real quick?
Absolutely agree. From my perspective, it's the same information. But there's certain select people that like their personal interaction, and I respect that too. So I probably do 20%. Direct readings face-to-face, the other rest will be over the phone. And I've had clients that have seen me in person and they do phone readings after the fact because it's a huge convenience for them to just simply pick up the phone in the privacy of your own house, so, versus having to commute somewhere and meet your reader. So you're welcome to encourage clients, to reach out to either Michael or myself, and we're happy to give you help.
Right, definitely. Well, Sean, I'm going to let you go, and I know you're awesome, and I appreciate helping you out when I can. And we'll have you back on sometime in the future. Thank you, Sean.
Sounds good, Michael. Thank you for your time. Good day, everyone. Good night.
Okay, bye-bye, Sean. All right, and if we didn't get you on air, I do apologize. You can contact him, like he said, through his website and stuff like that. So just remember that. You guys, what I'm going to do is just say, take care of yourselves. We will, I'm trying to figure out days. All my days always run together. We'll be on air sometime tomorrow. I'm not sure exactly what time tomorrow, but I will be on air tomorrow doing some readings. There's football games on tomorrow that I'll be watching, but we'll also be on air sometime tomorrow. So just keep an eye out for us and, call in then. And we're going to go ahead and close out today. And you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. I appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and we'll talk to you sometime tomorrow. And see you then. All right, bye-bye, guys. Thanks again, Sean, for being on air. Bye-bye.
Bye.